everybody. Welcome to a special edition of Geek Cave Chat. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
So we've just been kicking back in the cave here. We've got a lovely assortment of snacks, and we've been looking at this Ionic Breeze wearing a popped collar known as the PS5.
Hey, Justin, will you pass me the chips?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just figured it'd be a good okay. Yeah.
Man, I do love snacks while we're recording.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, refreshing.
We probably shouldn't have liquids that close to the mic in the future. But anyway. So I figured we could talk about anyone want tacos? I saw the PS5 camera, and all of a sudden, I want tacos now.
Highly delicious cameras.
That's what the HD stands for. I'm always down for tacos, yes.
That's what HD stands for, right? Highly delicious?
Yes.
HD tacos, highly delicious.
Yeah. So,
4K tacos, 4,000 tacos.
What do you guys think of the PS5 reveal? Which looks like it was designed by someone named Chet in 2000 for someone named Chaz in 2020.
So my first response to it, which you can find on the Geek Cave at Geek Cave Podcast on Twitter, said something to the effect of, is anyone surprised that this looks like a Cylon with a disk drive? Because that big sweeping, kind of V look. No, my reaction after thinking about this and after looking at it, besides, this thing is huge.
Oh my gosh.
Like somebody
so
did
big
size comparisons, basically, because we don't know how big the thing actually is.
Yeah.
And so somebody basically compared them using the disk drives across all of the consoles to kind of, to say, okay, here's how big these things are going to be.
Yeah.
This thing is huge.
Yeah.
But I would like to say, has anything ever just looked like, fine, we'll put a disk drive on it. More?
Yeah.
Because it's like you've got this beautiful, this kind of beautiful sweeping shape. And then on the digital version, and then on the disc version, it's like this beautiful sweeping shape and a holster.
It's a badonkadonk.
It's like I almost want them to put a disc drive on the other side too, so it looks like it's wearing jodhpurs. You know, like those old
yes.
1940s director pants.
Yeah.
It's because I like symmetry.
Yeah.
You know? Put the disk drive in the middle. Hide it. No. No, let's just slap it on the side. It'll be fine.
Oh. I just finished a replay of Mass Effect 2, and it looks like an Asari personal massager.
One of my favorite comments about it on the internet was, it looks like a villain's headquarters. And if you turn it on its side, it looks like a new expensive campus performing arts center that replaced three academic art departments that cost about $60 million.
I saw that one. I saw that meme. What I want to know, because one of the things I did this morning when I woke up, during the morning constitutional, because that's what smartphones are for, was basically ask the internet, can this thing even go on its side? turns out, yes, it can. The little stand for it, the little pancake stand, is designed to be able to put it on its side as well. But not the way that I thought. The disk drive goes on the bottom. The disk drive is on, will be on the bottom left.
Okay.
And then sweeping out. So as you're looking at it, if you have to slide it horizontally onto your TV stand kind of thing, the disk drive is almost hidden underneath the unit itself. So they're kind of going all in on the, we don't like disk drives.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm glad that they've included it, even though it's going to make the thing cost probably nearly $600, which that's a guess. We don't actually have pricing.
Yeah.
Right, Darren?
We
don't. Didn't get any insider knowledge on that, did you?
No, we probably won't have anything until, I would bet, August. And I think it's because both Sony and Microsoft are in a staring contest right now. Neither one wants to admit that their console is going to be the priciest. So they're just waiting to see who blinks first, and then they can be like, and ours is $50 less.
See, what they ought to just kind of come to a conclusion and say, you know what? Let's just not release the price. And then we'll just put it in the stores and not tell the stores either.
It costs what it costs.
You know, as
I mean,
as
I've already got, I was going to say, I've got application and resumes out for that second job if I need it.
Yeah, PS3 launch, yeah.
As the resident kind of guitar geek of the group, there's a company called Rickenbacker, made famous back in the
60s. You're making that up.
No, back in the 60s by the Beatles and stuff like that.
It's like calling a restaurant Fuddruckers. There's no such thing.
Oh, yes, there is. I worked at one. Anybody that distributes or sells Rickenbacker guitars will not tell you the price. You have to call the company to get a quote on a guitar. That's how expensive these things are. I've done it. It's not fun.
That is the most hipster thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
It is. And I still want one.
Well, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that everybody has ragged on the design. It's just kind of like a fun thing to do because, well, I mean, look at it.
Or don't.
I mean, you know, and that's one argument is like, well, you're not going to be looking at it. You're going to be looking at the screen. True. But like if I've got guests coming over, I don't want their small children to be terrified by the alien monolith that I have in my entertainment center. That being said, do I want to go with the Wi-Fi router with a binder wrapped around it? Do I want to go with the mini fridge, or do I want to keep using my toaster, i.e. my Switch?
Well, see, to make it a little more friendly, what you do is you stand it upright,
yeah,
and you put a little head with sunglasses on the top so it just looks like somebody with a pop collar.
Well, I like to just put googly eyes on everything, so that might work.
Well, yeah, your cat doesn't appreciate that, but...
No, but, like, she can't reach her butt that well anyway.
Has your wife found the googly eyes you put on her?
Not yet. I mean, if someone...
What do you keep looking at me like that for?
If someone keeps saying they have eyes in the back of their head, the least you can do is oblige them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, did anyone else have anything mean to say about the PS5 design before we talked about what's important?
I worry that it's not going to fit on my TV stand.
It's definitely not fitting on mine.
I'm probably going to have to get rid of the Xbox One.
You were gonna anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it will fit on my TV stand. What I'm afraid won't fit is the piece of framed tinted glass I'm going to put in front of it so you can't see it. It's got to be tinted glass, though, so the signal from the remote can get through.
Maybe they designed it that way to encourage you to buy the all digital version, because that way you can hide it behind your TV and nobody will see it.
Yeah, no, that's not going to... I still like discs.
That's fair. No, I do too.
I got to say, there are wall mount kits for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 4 Pro that have like exhaust fans and so forth built into them that are really pretty stylish. That actually makes sense to me for this system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they have done a good job of making it look like something that you would put on a wall in a modern house.
Yeah.
And modern as a design choice, not modern as in recently made.
Right.
Or set it up and then get a bunch of Lord of the Rings action figures and stage like a battle in front of it like it's the Eye of Sauron.
It does look a little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah. Like so, you know, it adds to the geekdom of the house. It's multifunctional.
Yeah, it does look like if Apple had designed the Lord of the Rings films.
It looks to me as though they said, hey, remember Elon Musk's whole house battery pack? How about that, but it plays games?
Yeah, I could see that. All right, I think I'm done. I don't think I have any more snappy things to say.
I have 7 more, but maybe we'll sprinkle them in.
Yeah, that's fair. Because, you know, what's important is the games. Let's talk about the games.
Yes.
They opened up with, they showed us, I don't remember what came first, but they did show us
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 5 again, this time for the PS5, in case you didn't get it on the PS4 or the PS3, because why should Rockstar be bothered to care at this point? It still makes money. It's still like one of the top 10 sellers, so honestly, that's not a surprise. But Spider-Man Miles Morales looks cool, and it's even more cool now that we actually know that it is a standalone game, when they initially made it look like it was, and then it wasn't, and now it is again.
Is it, though?
I don't know.
I mean, we're getting some pretty inconsistent messaging here.
Yeah. It looks nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it looks fantastic. Go ahead.
I hope I don't have to, like, play through an entire remaster of Spider-Man to get to it.
You absolutely will.
Yeah, probably.
Plus the DLC.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to platinum the game, and then it unlocks Miles Morales after you paid 20 more bucks.
I mean, I platinumed the original, but those speedball challenges can just nope right off.
Oh, those things are just nightmarish.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Well, I mean, we've got, if you go to deepcavepodcast.com and click on the PS5 tag, you can see all of our coverage of the PS5. What looked good to you guys?
Well, Ratchet and Clank right off the bat.
Yeah, Rift Apart.
Like, when I saw that show up, because, and I wish I had remembered to watch the trailers before we started recording. Well, because I watched them, you know, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw kind of the shape and heard the voice, I'm just like, I know this. I know what this is. Are you giving me? You are giving me a new Ratchet and Clank. And then I was like, is this a continuation of the future series? Because that's kind of surprising. And we don't know. But golly, does it look just frenetic and glorious. And
oh, yeah.
You know, very, very on brand for Ratchet and Clank. You know, where they continue, it seems, the story beats of making sure to separate the two for a while.
Yeah.
Which is irritating, because then you can't glide as Ratchet.
Yeah, they have reasons, I guess.
They do have reasons. They're usually not good ones, but they have reasons.
I like the look of Little Devil Inside.
Oh, that one looked fun.
Oh, yeah. And what I liked about the trailer was the juxtaposition of the kid going on these adventures and the old man just living his life. I have no idea what it's about, but I'm like, okay, this looks fun. And it's got that kind of quirky art style to a game that I enjoy. I like games that look artistic, and this kind of has that feel to it.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's about, but it looks fun.
I don't know. The way that it looks is that you got the old guy in his life and the inside guy making sure everything flows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really hard to miss that with the dropping the bomb and then suddenly the splash in the toilet.
I know.
It's like, that seems a little bit on the nosy.
Either that or they were just having fun with the trailer. Either way.
I was a bit surprised to see Sackboy.
I was surprised. I was excited, and then I was not.
Well, which kind of sums up every time I've played Little Big Planet. But like, since Media Molecule had been working on Dreams, you know, I just assumed, okay, well, that's what they're going to do in the near future. And, you know, unfortunately, I played Dreams and I was kind of meh about Dreams as well. But it's nice to see Sackboy. I always enjoyed the campaign. I always enjoyed the platforming.
See, to me, it looked like Little Big Planet, but as a 3D scroller as opposed to just a side scroller.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
So why not just call it Little Big Planet 5 or whatever we're on now.
Little Big World.
Little Big World, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was intrigued by Project Athia. Athia? Mm-hmm. Atha?
Yeah, I don't know how it's pronounced.
A-T-H-I-A. Yeah. I have no idea how it's pronounced. Yeah. They just showed me a title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because and it was that ending shot that kind of got me, because at the end, is it a dragon or is it a phoenix? I don't know, but it looks wicked cool.
It does.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, but we've been burned by that looks wicked cool before. High scale bound.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the games that you had said off camera, off mic, that looked good to you, Darren, was the Destruction All-Stars.
Yeah, it looks like Demolition Derby with Rocket League type physics, and that just, all right, yeah. Because I suck at Rocket League, but I'm great at driving into things.
With kind of the DNA of Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
So that came on, and I'm watching this, and I'm just kind of sitting back watching this trailer, which is very neon, very yeah. fast-paced, very stylized. The music is very loud.
Lots of colors.
And I look over at TGC Liz, and I say, I know that this is going to be good for somebody, but it's not for me.
Yeah.
And within a half a second, my child looks and says, that looks really cool.
Yep.
Well, I guess I'm going to own it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know, speaking of things that... Sorry, go ahead, Justin.
No, I was going to say, I think you said the same about Bugsnax.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about that one.
I like the humor of it.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, you make the bugs look really cute, and then you got to eat them. And then, oh my God, I got wiener hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I
nom 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 nom
nom.
Spare ribs, like spare ribs that are just crawling around like a worm. I mean, it's one of those things where it feels like Viva Pinata mashed up with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Hmm.
That is definitely one of those. Maybe not for me, but maybe for the younger set. I was interested in Kena, Bridge of Spirits. It looks like a freaking Pixar film.
Oh, geez. Didn't that just look about as beautiful as a game can get?
Oh, yeah.
I was impressed mightily with the trailer for Stray.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Cat in a depressed robot thing. And then I read kind of the synopsis, and I'm just like, you know, this one sounds serious, and serious in the wrong kind of way. Either the cat or the drone's going to die, and I don't wish to be a part of it. I will wait and find out from Darren and or Justin if it's good.
Fair.
Yeah, it will probably be good, but not in the way you want it to be.
Yeah, artistic.
That's
good.
How I felt about Last of Us, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. It's good, but I don't want to redo it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do this again. That one hurt me.
When I started the trailer for Goodbye Volcano High, I was initially interested because, like, okay, it looks like... Looks like dinosaurs or mythical creatures, and it looks animated, not your typical video. I was like,
dinosaur dating simulator.
And by the end of it, yeah, that's kind of where I was. I'm like, I'm not as interested in this anymore.
Catherine, the Jurassic Edition.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like I like games that are different in art style. They're quirky or whatever, and this one fit that criteria initially. But then I'm like, oh. It's high school, dating, angsty, whatever. No.
I don't know. I'm kind of putting that on my 2021, 2022 list for Darren for those who give over $500 for Extra Life.
I didn't say we couldn't make Darren play it.
Right. That's fair.
Well, I wasn't as interested.
See, this is how we show Darren we love him.
Yes.
Is that we find him the most interesting games we can find in history, you know, hence E.T., TMNT, so on and so forth. Maybe the new Castlevania game again.
No.
And we don't do it just to viciously mock him. We do it for charity. So not only are we showing Darren our love for him, but it's helping kids.
It's a charitable mockery.
Yes. You know, it's like one of those Comedy Central roasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you roast the ones you love. We make Darren play horrible games because we love him.
And lest you think that we're being unfair, Justin and I do this to each other in our twice monthly podcast. You want me to watch what?
Yeah, except typically we like what we end up seeing.
That's because you and I are broken humans who like the same movies.
This is very true.
Oh.
So, I was intrigued by Kena, Bridge of Spirits.
Yeah.
The art style was interesting and looked fun there. Returnal kind of has this uncanny valleyness to it that I'm not sure I'm on board with, but you know, they're not done making it.
Yeah.
So
I liked Deathloop. Had a kind of grindhouse film vibe to it. But
I think Deathloop is what Returnal wants to be.
Yeah. Deathloop, I got a lot of Dishonored vibes from seeing some of the powers that he has. And of course, it's by Arkane and Bethesda. So that explains why I'm getting a lot of Dishonored vibes. And I really like Dishonored. That's like kind of a high energy version of that. But a unique gameplay loop, as in every time you die, you start over, just like Rogue Legacy, except maybe a little bit more mature than Rogue Legacy, where you start over with a different quirk like Alzheimer's, where you forget which door you went in, or you know, Tourette's, where every time you're in your character takes damage, you swear.
If you have, I do that in real life.
Yeah. If you haven't yet, play Rogue Legacy. It'll run on practically any machine. It'll run on a potato. It'll run on your PC.
Yeah. Well, it runs on my old laptop, which is 10 years old now.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Well, NBA 2K21, the pre-alpha footage looks really good, but I'm pretty sure that pre-alpha footage always looks really good.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshot on this one. Bullshot is a term coined by Penny Arcade, where you see these wonderful looking screenshots that look super high res, but there's absolutely no way the final product looks like that. And that's what I'm going with. Yeah, it looks great. It looks sweaty. I'm not a big basketball guy, so I'm not a big basketball video game guy. It looks impressive. We'll see what it looks like when it actually comes out.
So yeah. It's like Thundercats versus the introduction.
Yes, exactly.
Or X-Men or Ninja Turtles.
Or anytime, yeah. Anytime you want Chicken McNuggets and Mom says we have Chicken McNuggets at home.
Yeah.
And the Chicken McNuggets are rice cakes.
Well, either that or like those little Tyson ones.
Those aren't bad.
They're not bad. I didn't say they were bad. They're just not what I wanted.
So,
side note, if you get the Tyson Anytizers, those are good. The honey barbecue, those are good.
Yes, those are really good. Yes.
And welcome to our new podcast, Food.
We should. Ooh.
Welcome
different
to
types
Geek
of chicken that Darren has eaten.
The Geek Cave Chowdown.
Well, welcome to Geek Cave Food.
I like Chowdown, the Geek Cave Chowdown. Yeah.
Welcome to Geek Cave Chowdown, where we show off what makes for tasty geeks.
Yes.
All right. So you guys know that when Bloodborne came out, I had not played any of the Soulsborne type games,
right?
The Souls games or whatnot, but I was intrigued by that and fell in love with Bloodborne, even though I didn't finish it. I just love the world and gameplay and so forth. So honestly, seeing Demon Souls getting a remake, if they fix two or three of the major problems of the original, I think it's going to be kind of a revelation for people who, like me, kind of played the first world of Demon Souls and just like, man, this is not good. It's not that it's hard. Hard is fine. It's not good.
Yeah.
So, but if they deliver on half the promises of their trailer, that's going to be just magical.
Speaking of magical trailers, Chad, whenever you first saw the first few seconds of the Ratchet and Clank trailer and you kind of figured out what you were getting, I had that feeling when I first saw, the first few glimpses of the Horizon Forbidden West trailer.
Oh my goodness.
You know, like the sweeping camera shot over the water, the buildings covered in vines, and I'm like, oh, is this it? Are we? And then you hear Aloy's voice, and it looks amazing. Which, you know, the first Horizon was really well done and it looked really well. I'm super excited about getting back into it. I am a bit concerned because, you know, someone made the joke, you know, 2021 is this unknown developer, but they're putting out a bunch of games because all of these were like slated for 2021. Horizon doesn't even have a date. We don't know. Who the hell knows?
I'm okay with that so long as they do a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already waiting until 2025 for another God of War, probably. You know, well, because their developments on that just get longer and longer with each new game.
Dad of Boy 2.
Yeah. So, no, when I saw that with the Horizon Zero Dawn Forbidden West or Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my statement was, hold on, I got to go pre-order something.
Yeah, although, you know, giant robotic war elephants, giant robotic turtles, I'm on board whenever it comes out because, you know, Guerrilla Games knocked it out of the park with the first one, especially going from a first-person shooter developer with the Killzone franchise. This was their first third-person action-adventure game, and they nailed it. Everything was great about Horizon.
Yeah.
It would have been my game of the year if Breath of the Wild had not also come out that year.
And I think it was still my game of the year.
That's fair.
It was, because I said, you know what does it? Shit didn't break.
Yeah.
Like, that's what pushed it over the edge for me, was it was so frustrating, especially early game with Breath of the Wild.
That's fair.
But total experience usually trumps individual frustrations. So,
For the folks at home, yes, I'm still here. I just have no comment.
And Resident Evil 8, I couldn't watch the trailer. It was too scary.
I kind of had a feeling of what it was within a few seconds. And I love Resident Evil 4. And I thought the Resident Evil 2 remake was really well done, but I can't do horror games. I can't. Even though I know it's not real, I'm just like, you know what? I play these to relax, not to be super tense and to have like really tired thigh muscles from clenching my sphincter the whole time I'm playing this. So I'm going to do something else.
Well, that does explain why your butt looks amazing.
Doesn't it, though?
It does. Man. You could bounce quarters off it, ladies and gentlemen.
I bounced a roll of quarters off it not that long ago.
Nice. So, I'm on board with the PS5. I will probably... Well, I'll just be waiting the extra couple of months to get the disc version. Not so much that it's going to be released a couple months later, just because I expect it's going to cost more.
Yeah, I guess that's the big sticking point is price, because, you know, Microsoft and Sony, neither one's announcing price. And like Chad said earlier, maybe we won't find out until, you know, we've ringed it up. But what do you think? What do you think we're going to get? I think, obviously, the digital version has to cost less, because otherwise, why? I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to say they're both $500, but... I'm betting $400 for the discless version, and about $550 for the drive version.
Yeah, I would agree with those. and I'm like Chad. I'm gonna kind of hang back. I do want to get one. Mm-hmm. My PS3 it's not on its last legs, but I've had it a while. Mm-hmm. And so I think I would like to kind of relegate that, you know, put it on the bench for a while to rest.
Yeah.
What I hope is that they've got a reasonably priced, and we can all chuckle at that a little bit.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Reasonably priced external drive that will make the thing symmetrical with the disk drive. Like it clips on to the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that. I've seen one mock-up. I'm glad that like it looks like you can store it horizontally, but the mm-hmm. one render that I saw from Sony was it looks like the stand clips on the end opposite from the disk drive. So mm-hmm. if you can just have the hard drive clip where the stand would be, great, especially since Sony tends to charge for the stand for some reason.
Yep. But, yeah, I'm on board.
Cool.
Lots of games that look really good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll get to play approximately a third of them.
Well, and Microsoft kind of inadvertently made it easy for everybody by saying for the first year, Series X titles are coming out on Xbox One as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the one I get first will be determined exclusively by the price. Because Halo Infinite is supposed to be a launch title, and I'm all about the Halo series as well.
Mm-hmm.
But PS5 will have, as Sony typically is wont to do, will have so many exclusive titles, it would be a hard proposition to not get it.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to look at this wealth of games that are only here.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, because I'm pretty sure, didn't they also say that the Xbox Series games are also going to be basically PC games? Like, you'll be able to play most of them on your PC?
Right. Microsoft's trying to create this kind of unified ecosystem, if you will, of just the Microsoft Xbox brand. So you can play on PC, you can play on... I mean, for a lot of current Xbox One games, you can cross save progress, where if I've been playing Gears of War 5 on the One... I can hop on my PC and access it through Game Pass and continue right where I left off, which is nice. It's a seamless experience. But as a result, yeah, it does take a little bit of the urgency away from like being a launch adopter. If you are interested in being a launch adopter, it takes a little bit of that away from the Series X, I would say.
There you have it, folks.
Yep. We're all interested. We all think it looks kind of goofy.
Yeah. But
to be fair, so do we, so...
Yeah, we certainly do. But I was going to say, no more or less goofy than every single other console that has ever existed.
Yeah, although I will say, Sega Genesis, the original version with like the headphone jack and all that, pretty mm-hmm. pretty sweet.
Well, because I'm just thinking through like when we... when we first saw the Xbox One, we're like, hey, look, it's a VCR.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in ages. or when we saw the original PlayStation 3, the fat one.
The George Foreman grill? Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wow, we made a George Foreman grill. So on and so forth. So
to be fair, to be fair, that thing got so hot, you probably could grill a burger on it.
there is that. I was saying it's kind of showing us what the thing looks like is kind of like telling people what you're going to name your kid. You're just inviting a whole bunch of criticism. It's like, what are you going to name your kid? Leslie. Well, that's a stupid name. You want him beaten up? Yeah. But if you introduce is like, and this is my child, Leslie. Oh, hi, Leslie.
Yeah.
You know? It's like nobody wants to actually insult the child's name to their face, even when they're like 6 hours old.
Well, most people.
I mean, you don't want to be a Richard.
No.
True.
Or a Chet.
Or a Chaz. Man, my name is really close to a lot of unfortunate things.
But it's not exactly.
Yeah.
No. It's butthead adjacent.
Well, on that note.
Yep. I think it's time that we wrap this up.
Yeah. Somebody pass the chips, and thanks for joining us. And by the way, yeah, if you've got any feedback for us or you want to suggest a chat topic, one person, Jeremy, wrote in and wanted to know what our favorite Godzilla characters were, which I don't think that's like... No, favorite Godzilla movies. I don't think that's like long enough for like a full chat, but real quick...
King Kong.
Oh, yeah, it could be. You realize there's like 35 Godzilla movies, right?
I didn't until right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was today years old when I found out there was more than three.
Yeah.
My favorite is still Matthew Broderick.
I'm sorry, we lost Chad there for a second.
I didn't say that he was, you know, I didn't talk about the movie. I just think he's my favorite Godzilla character.
Oh, well, I thought we were talking about favorite Godzilla movies.
Yeah, I misspoke. Favorite Godzilla movies, which, you know, okay, fine. We could probably turn that into a full chat. I don't want to just, like, tack Jeremy's suggestion on at the end.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's give Jeremy our full undivided attention.
Fine. Maybe that's a future one. But I was going to say, if you have a topic suggestion, geekcavepodcast@gmail.com or tweet it to us at geekcavepodcast on Twitter. That was fun. We'll do it again sometime.
Yep.
Peace.